You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. This week is the anniversary of Congress passing what some have touted as the most significant piece of climate policy in history. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports on how it has impacted the Cowboy State in the last year.
It's called the Inflation Reduction Act, a huge law that focuses on energy. It encourages businesses and people to cut their greenhouse gas emissions.
States like Wyoming are now seeing things like your wind industry take off.
That's Ben LaBolt, the White House Communications Director. He's talking about the wind farm project near Rawlins, slated to be the largest in the country. Under the legislation, the feds are subsidizing renewable energy projects with hundreds of billions of dollars.
You're already seeing hundreds of clean energy jobs that have been created in the state.
This includes industries like wind, nuclear, and carbon capture. But the pushback is that this is all too expensive and that the U.S. shouldn't be shifting away from fossil fuels. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale.
Teton County residents now have more options to charge electric vehicles. The Teton Raptor Center and Teton Weed and Pest now each have two stations open to the public. This means there are roughly 50 charging options around the region, and there will be more soon. According to a news release, Yellowstone Teton Clean Cities recently distributed chargers and funding through a new program to Rendezvous River Sports, Teton Habitat for Humanity, Teton Village Association, and more. They're all level 2 chargers, which take at least an hour to charge up a car, so are ideal for using during the workday or overnight. Clean City's goal is to get stations in workplaces and apartments for people who don't have dedicated garages or parking spaces. The organization plans to offer the program again this coming fall. There may be an increase in scams targeting veterans and active duty military personnel. Wyoming Public Radio's Hugh Cook has more.
The scam calls offer assistance to access benefits under the PACT Act. It expands benefits to veterans in the Vietnam, Gulf War, and post-9/11 eras. Tom Laycock is with Wyoming AARP.
What we know is that veterans and military adults are much more likely to be targeted for scams. The reason for that is they have some very unique health benefits. They have good retirement benefits. Scammers are aware of this, and so they have a tendency to be much more targeted than the civilian population.
Laycock says veterans never need to pay for earned benefits, and if someone says otherwise, it's probably a scam. A national survey conducted by AARP indicated that 2/3 of veterans were unaware that they could receive free help by filing a PACT Act claim. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hugh Cook in Gillette.
You're tuned to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.